One, two, three. Discussion challenge, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? So, today we are going to talk about the future. Future. Why? Why? The reason that I chose this topic is because I think we need to talk about the future more. Because we humans, we usually think a lot about the future. Right? And as an Iranian, I had this problem that I would just think in Persian. So I just cultivated this technique myself to sometimes think in English and describe, imagine exactly the thing that I want from the future. And this thing would help me immensely to be able to improve my ability to think in English. So I just use this technique all the time with my friends, with my partners, with the people who come and have a class with me. So we usually have a lot of fun when we talk to each other. Plus, they're gonna challenge themselves, and I'm not a fan of giving assignment, but I always tell them just go and practice this. Usually they won't practice it because some of them maybe don't think that it is as effective as I think. So personally, I highly recommend you guys to do the same. Just think in English and imagine the house, the car, the family, the wife or whatever, the husband or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever that you want in the future. So when you exactly sit and think, and you can exactly go in detail and describe that thing in detail, it's going to help you a lot in order to be able to think in English, because you're going into detail. You don't say, I want a house in the future. You know, this is not going to be enough. You're not thinking about anything. You're not seeing anything. You're not visualizing. I want you to visualize. If you want a house, okay, how is the house exactly? Does it have a yard? How many bedrooms does it have? I don't know. How big is it? Or, how is the walls? Does it have any painting on it? Or if you have a TV, how big is the TV? So you must see yourself and describe it. Because when you describe it, you're speaking, right? And usually it's going to be challenging because you haven't practiced this in the past. Usually we don't practice describing, because describing is a part of thing. So imagine that you go to a country, English country, English speaking country. So you go there and someone, you know, steals something from you. All right. So someone showed up, stole something from you, and you want to go to police officer. You go to police station, you talk to the police officer, you want to describe that face. How you describe that person, right? So, can you do it? Because you haven't practiced in the past. But right now, because with these kind of challenges, you can practice and challenge yourself. And in the future, you can describe. I'm not saying that I hope that you will have such a, you know, experience. Someone comes and steals something from you. But in general, I'm saying that it's good to know that how we can, you know, describe things, especially about the things that we love so much. So, enough with the explanation. I explained for 4 minutes, which is a lot. So, for me, I hate apartments. I hate them, hate them, hate them. I can't stand people rather than my family be with me in a place, in a building, because I don't have any control over them. By saying control, I'm not saying authority. I'm not gonna shut people down or something, say, hey, be quiet or something. No. But you can't, you know, control people. You know, since we in Iran, I don't think that we know how living in an apartment works, because we have neighbors, they are very loud. If you say something to them, they say, okay, the walls are ours. So, and that's going to be annoying. So apartment is not going to be my priority. Maybe in the future I will be forced to buy an apartment, who knows. But for me, I prefer a house. Because a house is just for you. You can have a yard, you can have an apartment, parking, and you can live happily with your family, right? So I want a family, and I like to be with my wife and a child, maybe, so, and live in that house. And you, the way I think of that house is that I like that house to be duplex. So two-story house. So the first story, first floor is going to be where we live. So me and my wife and my child, we're going to have maybe 100 meter house. Because I think that's when you want to live with your family, it's better to have enough space. I'm not a fan of huge houses. 90, 100 is going to be enough for me because I don't like huge houses. And I hate small houses too because my room is not that big. And you can see it in my videos, right? So I always have difficulty managing a lot of things. So the way I see my house is that I sit with my family. We have several couches. I don't know what is the color gonna be. I'm a fan of dark colors, so I think mostly our house is gonna be dark. So sorry, I have to say to my future wife. A future child. But in general, I think that it's going to be dark because dark is better. By saying dark, I'm not saying black because black is really depressing. Even though Reza Sadiq always says, black is the love, the color of love, whatever. So, but I personally don't like black. I wear a lot of black. But I don't think the house must be black. So I think that the house must be somewhere around super light green or somewhere around that. Because we need reflection of the light to brighten the room pretty much well. So I like the house to be two-bedroomed. So I think two-bedroom is going to do the job. One for me and my wife and one for the child. And I think that I'm going to use some wallpaper on the wall. Again, not so light. I don't think that I can manage that. And I think that dark is going to help you to sleep better. So I think dark, again, is going to be a good option. So I think, and, you know, we will have some stuffs in the bedroom. It's not going to be my workplace because I have another story, right? So another floor. So I go upstairs. The upstairs, the second floor of our house, is going to be my workplace. And, of course, maybe somewhere that, you know, we can do something. You know, for example, exercise or maybe do art or, you know, my workplace, you know, somewhere, something like studio or something. I create a dead room for myself to record my stuffs there, make money out of it and stuff like that. So I personally love to work at home because I'm a freelancer and I prefer not to work for people outside because I hate it. So by the way, I think that that's going to do the job. The second floor, I like it to be the same size as the first floor. And I'm going to have my camera, my different kind of lights. I'm going to use a lot of panels to deaden the room. So because I don't want the voices from outside come to the room. So I'm going to make the room pretty much dead. And plus, it's going to be black. So that's the obvious thing. But I'm going to have several screens behind me. Background, better to say. Green, white, and maybe dark blue or gray to be able to record with the background and talk to other people, right? And plus, I'm going to have several different carpets, one red, one blue, I think. First of all, because I want the room to be dead again and to have a good design. I think in a dark room, if you have red and blue, they're going to have a good reflection. So it's going to give better light to the room. Plus, I'm going to have several different light sources. I'm not going to have any window for my workplace, because as I mentioned, the windows, they're going to reflect a lot of noises and sounds. I don't want that. But for the room beside my workplace, which I do art, maybe I exercise there too. I'm not sure about exercising, but I think art is something that I would do there. So there, I definitely will have a balcony too. So a balcony for that room, plus a big, huge windows, because I want to open it, let the air come inside, oxygen, and let it, you know, let the room oxygenize itself, right? So just sit there, do art, and have fun. So that's basically the thing I think of. I can explain all and on and on, and I can talk about the parking, the yard, the garden in the yard, because I have thought about that all the way to the end. Okay, so I can explain all of it, but I don't think that it's going to be good to talk too much. So I think I'm going to wrap it up here, and that's it, guys. So please explain yours. I like to know your ideas. It can be anything. I don't want you to just explain the house or the apartment that you want to live. It can be a wife. It can be a husband. It can be a job even, a workplace or somewhere. Just talk about the thing you want. Don't, you know, use this example that I said. Yeah, workplace, because, I'm sorry, the house, because for me is a work, at the same time is a place that I live, and it's going to be my workplace, it's going to be a lot of other things. So I chose the house because I thought about that, but you can choose other things. So let's wrap it up. Ciao, ladies and gentlemen. I'm waiting for yours.